Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Yeah.
This is Moises calling with the Local Splash.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing alright, man.
That's good to hear. I just wanted to see if this is a good time so we can get this interview going.
Yeah, it's a good time. How long do you think this is going to take?
I'm going to say 30 minutes, sometimes less, depending on how we answer questions or ask questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Are you in a rush, maybe?
I had an estimate to do, but I'll just try to push that back. It's just kind of more important right now.
Sure, absolutely. I can try to be as quick as possible.
No, it's fine. You don't have to rush anything, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to rush anything like that.
Perfect. That's good. I do want to thank you so much for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of this call today will be to gather content and keywords about your company in order to place you at the highest online ranking. And then we're going to make sure that all of your business information is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know and I can make necessary changes.
Cool.
And we're also going over your Google business profile and verification process and go from there.
Okay.
So I see your business name is Bees Concrete, LLC.
Yeah. It's with an apostrophe and then an S.
Oh, there's an apostrophe where? After the E.
Right after the E. Yeah, right after the E.
Got it.
The last E. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Now, the address here is 3981 South MJ Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, 85735.
Yeah.
Is that a home address or an office location?
The home address.
Okay. No worries. We're going to hide this address, make sure it's not shown nowhere.
Awesome, man.
I would like to ask you if this is a good address to send regular mail in case we need to.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the telephone number where clients will be calling you is going to be 520-368-7951.
Yes.
Now, we would like to also create an additional phone number that will basically have the same area code. So what that number will do there is when people do call that number, your actual phone number ending in 7951 will ring just like they were calling that number. And the purpose of that is to filter all incoming calls and avoid those telemarketers or spam calls. Not going to affect you in any kind of way since, like I said, it's going to your phone number ending in 7951 will ring just like they were calling that number.
Okay.
Now, that has no additional cost, and it comes with the package. And if you do want to remove that number, all you have to do is let us know, and that way we can keep everything consistent.
Okay, but then when people do call me, will I see their caller ID? Will their number come in, or will it be through something else?
Yep, you will. Okay. It's going to be the same thing, just like they were calling your cell phone.
That's fine.
Okay, it's just like that call is going to go through a whole, like a bridge, and then filter.
Right.
Also, another thing is we can have a professional voice recording to introduce your business. We can have that message that sounds like, "Hi, thank you for calling Bees Concrete. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer. Or press 2 if you are an existing customer."
Okay.
We can have that professional voice recording added on for one-time fee of $39.
No, that's fine.
Okay. No problem. All right. So now, are we creating a website for you?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and create that domain name. Now, with this domain name, it has to be specific to your business name. For example, we can put bsconcrete.com or bsconcretellc.com or .net, whichever we do have available. But one thing that you need to know is that we cannot use apostrophe or any signs.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Do you still want to keep the LLC there or get rid of it?
You can get rid of it.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Keep it. Keep it.
Okay.
I want people to know that it is an LLC, you know? Not just...
Correct.
I agree
with you. Perfect. So there is B's Concrete LLC.
Yep.
It's available, .com. You prefer .com or .net?
.com's fine.
Okay. Remember, there's no apostrophe here. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I do want to go over keywords. As you know, keywords are very important because keywords are all those services which consumers will be typing online, as soon as or whenever they would like to search for your business to come up. So let me give you the list of keywords that I have so far. So you do any kind of services related to concrete, is that correct?
Yeah, just concrete.
Okay, so I have concrete contractor, concrete driveway installation, concrete floor installation, concrete flat work repair, concrete wall, concrete sawing, concrete removal, concrete finishing, concrete overlay, concrete coloring, concrete foundation installation, concrete foundation repair,
yep,
concrete floor coating,
yep.
Oh, and also decorative concrete, residential or commercial concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete company, seal coating, and paving services.
No paving.
No paving, okay.
And then take off the concrete coloring as well. I don't even know what that is.
Coloring?
Oh, coloring. Oh, yeah. No, okay. Yeah, leave that on.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah, I thought you said coloring.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a little accent here.
That's
so I do have also some other questions. I would like to include a few business uniqueness. A good example would be providing free estimates, if you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we can go ahead and include free estimates. What about discounts or promotions?
Do a veteran's discount, 10%.
Okay. 1 second, let me add that up. So there's 10% for veteran discounts. Okay.
Yeah, and then senior discounts 5%. You gotta be 65 and older though.
Okay. Now, do you offer any warranties?
Just a 2-year warranty.
You say 2-year warranty?
2-year warranty compliant with the ROC.
Okay. And are your prices competitive and affordable?
Yeah, definitely. I hope so.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. So, free estimates, family-owned business, locally owned and operated, competitive pricing, the discounts and warranties. And are you bilingual?
No, I'm not.
Bilingual. Okay, no problem.
But my girlfriend is.
Okay, so like, if you get someone in Spanish, can you get it?
Yeah, I could.
Make it happen? Okay.
I could make it happen, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. That's nice. Okay. Now I do want to include a what we call it a mission statement. So let me give you a few examples and see which one catches your attention the most. So for this first example, it says our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Okay.
So that's the first one. Then we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Okay.
Then we also have, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work.
Okay.
And then we also have, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Okay. I got one right here that I just made.
Good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So it is, my priority is your quality at an affordable price.
My priority is your quality at an affordable price.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. How about a tagline or slogan?
I didn't really think of it, like a slogan. No, I don't have anything in mind. Do you recommend getting one?
It's not like it's recommended, but many companies do have it. Many companies don't have it. It's just really,
I'm okay on the slogan.
Okay. If you do think of one, if you want to take the time later tonight and think of, come up with it, a creative one, you can go ahead and email us that.
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
So been in business, I would say for the last 2 months.
Okay. Now, how many years total of experience?
7 years experience. No, not seven, it's six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be misleading or anything,
No problem. I agree. Mr. Brett, how many people work with the company?
So it's just me right now, but I do have guys that I kind of, that I subcontract. So I would say maybe three guys.
Okay, no problem.
So it would be probably three guys, including myself.
Oh, okay. Now, for your Google business profile, I do want to include, just a few cities of where you mostly provide services to. you know, I'm sure you go to Tucson and all the surrounding cities around Tucson, South Tucson or Casas Adobes, you know, all of those. What about other cities like up north or south?
Yeah, Green Valley, which is down south.
Green Valley, okay, all the way to Green Valley. Okay.
Green Valley. Yeah, that's the furthest probably south I would want to go is Green Valley. So anything from Green Valley all the way to my address or all the way back up here, I will take as well. So Sarita is, I think, another little city, and then I think that would be it coming back to me.
Right.
And so heading north, I'd say the farthest I'd be willing to go would be,
You see the Red Rock?
I'd go to Casa Grande.
Casa Grande?
Yeah, I'd go to Casa Grande.
That's a lot farther than Green Valley, huh?
It is, but I wouldn't want to go anywhere south because that's headed towards the border. So,
okay.
I want to stay away from the border, being close to the border. But yeah, I'd go to Casa Grande and then anything coming back south to me. So Marana, right. I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Casa Grande, Arizona City, Eloy, Picacho, Red Rock, Marana. Well, how about down?
No, probably not Eloy. Or probably none of those that you just listed. Probably just Casa Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
it. And what else you said?
And Marana.
Marana.
Yeah.
Those are more populated than, as I mentioned.
Than where?
Are they more populated?
Oh, where, Marana?
Yeah.
No, they're not more populated, but they're just surrounding cities that are pretty close to me. So, like, for instance, Marana is only 30 minutes from me.
Yeah, it looks like it. What about Oro Valley?
Oro Valley? I mean, I would, yeah. I'll do Oro Valley.
Yeah, that's over in Highway 77.
Yeah, it's kind of a little far, huh?
Same thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
about an hour all the way, probably.
How about down on east or west, like on I-10?
Yeah. I'd even go to Vail, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd go out there. I don't know. Can you pull up Rita Ranch? That's pretty close off of the 10 headed to Vail. So that would be pretty much headed back west to me from Vail.
And repeat that town again?
Vail? Rita Ranch too?
Rita Ranch. Rita Ranch. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, okay. Okay, we got a pretty good list. And do you offer residential and commercial services?
Yeah, residential and light commercial.
Okay. Let's put that there. And are you licensed and insured?
Licensed, yes. Not insured.
Okay.
Not yet. License and bonded.
License and bonded. Okay, got it. And by any chance, do you have that license number handy?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, so it is ROC341975.
I'm sorry, would you repeat those numbers again?
Okay. One, Okay, so it's ROC 341975.
Got it. Perfect, thank you. And then I do have your hours of operation. It says Monday, 24/7 actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, now for the hours of operation, that's 24/7 all the way, right? 365?
Hours of the hours of operation though would probably be, it would be Monday through Sunday, but probably anywhere from, let's say, 6 o'clock to, or let's say even 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock to 8 at night.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as answering the phone calls or anything, that I could answer any calls 24 hours a day.
Got it. And what are the type of payments that you're able to take so far?
So right now it's check, cash, and Zelle.
Zelle.
And then I was explained that you guys had a feature on the website for debit and credit.
Yeah, we can definitely add, credit cards, debit cards, Venmo. So for example, if you wanted to add PayPal, you will need to create a business PayPal account and not a personal account. And then you need to generate the code that needs to be used in that account. And that's a process where you have to do a little bit of your part, and then we'll do a little bit of the other part and make that happen so that you can process your customer's payments online. So basically, if you request your customers to pay 50% upfront, and if they ask you, hey, can I do it online? Do you have, yeah, absolutely, go ahead and do it. And then, that would be a nice option to have. So I'm going to send you an email providing you with the instructions on how to do so. But remember, we cannot do it without you.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay, and just to keep in mind, man, I wouldn't want any of the PayPal, none of that. Just like we talked about, the Zelle, check, cash, credit, and debit. So I would only pretty much on that, I'd only want the credit and debit. That's it.
Got it. So only credit cards. Got it.
Yeah, only credit and debit.
Have you looked into your bank and see if, they're able to provide that feature so that you can start taking those payments online?
They did. I just started a business account maybe a month ago, and they were telling me that it would be an extra fee, though.
Yeah, that's the fee. That basically is not going to be on our hands to do so. Our job is to add the feature on Sphere with no additional cost. But for the bank to charge you to be able to accept payments, that's something between, you and the bank that we cannot enforce.
Okay, so no. Basically what they were telling me is they had like debit card readers. Like they wanted to sell me pretty much like it attaches to my phone, or you can get a different option and you get a tablet that accepts the credit. So that would still be in person. That wouldn't be through the website. So, I don't see how my bank would have any involvement as far as building it on the website, but I don't know how that works too.
The only involvement that I would think of is, sometimes bank would have, like, let's say, some kind of percentage for every transaction that's done.
Okay.
That is something
right.
That we can simply move.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
And I'll let you know if whatever information I can find out and make that happen for you.
All right.
Mr. Britt, do you know if you have a Google business profile at all, anywhere online?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, looks like you don't, but that's okay. Our job is to go ahead and create one for you and optimize it. So the process is going to be the following. you're going to be sending a postcard to your mail in about a week or at the most 10 days. As soon as you get this postcard, just go ahead and give us a call or send us an email.
Okay. And then what do I do with the postcard?
You give us a call and provide us that code so that we can verify you with Google as a legitimate business.
Oh, okay, got you. So basically what you're saying is after this phone call, it's not updated until I verify that.
Correct.
Or it's not even, it's not even active really until that postcard, until I verify that postcard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's part of the process. Basically, this is what Google requires for us to prove to them, oh, this is a real person, this is a real business.
Here. Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I just wanted to know exactly, you know, the why. But yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah. And then after you, let's say, call us a week or 10 days later when you get that postcard and you provide us with that code, then we'll verify you with Google and wait for a Google response. You know, overall, that process can be a little bit, you know, long taken, but I would say if we keep on communication, as soon as you get the postcard, you keep, give us a call the same day or send us an email the same day. You know, the quicker the better, but it can take up to 30 to 45 days for you to see maximum results with this Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, right. So 30 to 45 days for maximum results, but it'll be maybe like a week till I get the postcard, maybe a week and a half till I get the postcard.
Right.
And then I verify it, and then it's updated automatically. It's active automatically. And then from there to the however many days, it will be optimal, right?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, you know, the sooner the better, because, you know, a lot of times what happens is that this postcard looks like junk mail, just like any other postcard. So what happens, basically, people do get confused and end up throwing it away. And it'll just simply delay the process. We'll have to order another one. And that's how the process takes longer. So that's why we do have to say 30 to 45 days. And
okay.
We'll call you on a regular basis to see if you got this postcard.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds
all
good.
Right, awesome. What about Facebook? Do you have any business Facebook account?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you want us to create one for you?
Would I have to manage that really, or what would that entail doing? I'm really not good on the social media stuff. I don't know anything about this stuff.
Well, I would say this. If you're, let's say you're not 100% ready, to, you know, start dealing with Facebook ads, then you can hold on to it and wait, let's say, next month or couple of months to see if you start getting some results, some more work. Because, you know, Facebook, nowadays Facebook is, you know, the social media leader of one of them, where, you know, you start paying for Facebook ads, you're going to get a lot of calls through Facebook.
Yeah.
But for that, we will need to create a business Facebook account. In order for us to create a business Facebook account, all we need from you is your personal Facebook account or the URL, so that that way you can have admin access to it.
Okay.
So let me see.
We'll set that up a later time, man.
Okay. No problem. So I'll go ahead and leave this noted. Whenever you're ready, you know what to do. Okay, other than those emails, you're also going to be receiving several other emails throughout these days. So one of those emails, just like I mentioned earlier, is going to be the keywords email. Just go over those keywords. And then in case that you want us to create or add some more keywords, all you have to do is simply reply to that email with the changes you need.
Okay. And if, okay, so we are going to go with those keywords though, right? I don't have to approve of them or anything?
No, no, no. Basically, no, 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 no. We're using those keywords.
Okay. No, I got you. Just if I wanted to add anything else, just reply to the email, and then we'll add them on.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't have to pretty much, you know, do anything with that. But, all right.
Absolutely. Yep. Another important email that you will get is also an email that will say photos emails. So when you get that email, all you have to do there is attach photos of your completed work, or even a photo of your logo. Anything that has to do with images, just attach those in there. And that way we can, you know, use them for the website or even the Google business profile. But just attach the photos, the best photos, you know, good quality photos.
Okay.
Another additional email is going to be an email with credentials so that you can access your client dashboard. Now, with the client dashboard, you'll be able to see all of your company's online performance, which is mobile friendly, and you can log in from anywhere. With the client dashboard, you'll be able to see how many people calling you, how many clicks you are receiving, and also what kind of keywords customers are using to find you.
Okay, cool.
So just wait on the credentials for that. It's credentials, okay. Like name and password. And then the last email that you'll get also throughout these days when it's completed is the telephone number that we have chosen to promote, as well as the access to a reporting where you can see, you know, the whole report over the call tracking number. You can see, you can block any unnecessary calls through there. Or you can even manage any calls that will actually benefit your business instead.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. All right. So far, so good. That's what we have for today. One last important message is that all of your listings will be promoted, and that's going to bring you a lot more online presence. But at the same time, you may also get many other different type of calls, such as service requests, competitor calls, along with others. So any solicited calls or text messages that you get from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or networks, if they ask you for extra money, you know, to get this Google business profile verified or anything that sounds a little fishy, please give us a call and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions that I can answer?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple. So the website.
Mm-hmm.
So when am I going to be expecting these emails? Just sometime during the next week?
Yeah, the emails will come. No, not like the next week, but the emails will come throughout, you know, these days. You know, you'll get some emails today. You'll get some emails right after this call. You can get some emails by Friday. You know, as we are progressing on your account, you'll be getting those emails. If we have any important questions, information that you only can provide, then we will call you. You know, so we're going to stay in, you know, a lot of communication.
Right. Yeah, that's, I'm just trying to get the grasp of, you know what I mean? But I pretty much have it. And then also the website, so when I send you those pictures, are you guys just going to build it and then say, hey, this is the site? Or, how is that process going to work?
Well, we are going to already start building a website, you know, with using the images that we already have related to your industry. This is images that we have copyright to it. So we're using
images
temporarily. As soon as you, we're able to collect the images from you, then we'll start switching that info around. But everything else will basically stay the same, unless you take a look at the website when it's completed and you say, hey, I don't like this blue color. Can you make that red, you know, or something
like right, that. Right, okay. Okay, can you put in a, can you put in a kind of a key note to use some yellow?
Okay.
Because I want my color theme to be some type of a little bit of yellow, you know, like, and then also another thing, for the logo, I kind of was having something in mind for the logo. So can I send that to you and then you guys kind of build off of that and maybe critique it and then trademark it?
Sure. That sounds like a plan. You can send the logo that you have in mind and we can create something similar.
Yeah, maybe you could kind of almost keep everything intact, maybe add some color here, you know, or do whatever you guys think, you know, would look the best. But I'm open to opinions, suggestions, whatever you guys think. So yeah, I'll send that to you guys. And then if you guys could, critique it, that'd be awesome.
Okay, I just noted that out. No problem.
And then, so also, a quick question. My buddy kind of sampled it off of other things, kind of pieced it in together, right? So, I just wanted to be upfront. Like, that's not some copyright or, you know, you guys will make it our own, right?
Do you mean with the logo?
No, with a little bit of the pictures and stuff, he kind of dragged them. I mean, they're not other people's pictures or anything, but they're just random images, you know what I mean?
From?
Kind of put together in my, I don't know, you'd have to kind of really see it to really know.
I mean, as long as you, let's say it this way, as long as you know that no images of the whole property showing, or obviously not an address, or somebody's face.
But you nothing like that. Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Of the actual work, let's say if you did a driveway, then you have the picture of the driveway from before, and then a picture of the driveway after. Those are pictures that you will not have problem with. You know?
Right. Okay. Not. Yeah. I just meant for the logo.
Oh, for the logo. Okay. Yeah. Same thing. Logo is
less
complicated than an actual picture, you know? Or you can just give us your idea. Oh, I like to have the logo with, that has a B in there with this and this color, or, you know, you can just, yeah, go ahead. And if you want to send that logo,
what I'll do, bro, is I'll just send it to you guys, and then you guys can, you know what I mean, if you guys can work with that. If not, we'll do something new. You know, we'll go from there. I'll just send it to you guys, and it sounds like we just go from there, you know?
Sounds like a plan, absolutely.
And then where do you want me to send that to?
You can send
with
it
the
to
images? From the, like, the pictures that I send?
If you want to send it sooner, go ahead and send it to support@localslash.com.
You don't think it would be easier to send with the pictures for the website?
You can do that, but the email will come, I guess, by the end of the day, today, or maybe tomorrow.
I mean, that's fine. I don't mind, because the website's not going to be up anyway, so it really doesn't matter, you know?
You're right. I agree. Okay. So expect that email, though, and we'll say photos email.
All right.
And then if anything else, you know, because you may have questions after we hang up the call, you know, you might forget, you'll find our contact information at the bottom of every email and the ways of contacting us. Via email, via phone call, via text messages, you name it.
Okay, and then one other quick question, bro. So, what was I going to say? Shit, I almost forgot. So so I'm getting on Google, but what else, where else am I advertised?
Is it just
Google?
When it comes to, you know, promoting yourself, it's not just Google, but other, you know, directories online.
Right.
So there's different many other directories that, you know, your business will come up. But the main one, of course, is going to be Google. When people go on Google.com and they type concrete work in my area, or, you know, something similar, right? And right. using by us using the keywords that we mentioned, which are pretty much all the keywords that have to do with concrete, your actual business name will come up as one of their options.
Right, right. So what I'm asking is, what other directories were you talking about?
Okay, other directories. You will get all of that information as soon as you get the credentials so that you can access your client dashboard. You get all those directories that we will be listing your business on.
Okay, will they be like Yelp or Yahoo or things like that? Or
yes, all the main ones.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, that answers my question.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, man.
All right. If anything, you can give us a call back.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all your time and that you took to answer all my questions.
All right. Thank you.
Take care now. Good
night. Bye.